Radio.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Of any kind, money questions. We've opened up the lines for you as we do every day on this program, ready to talk to you about a couple of different things. Coming up here, we won't start it here, but we'll do it perhaps at the bottom of the hour. So I want to start with an email or two or three to get some of these off the table that have been sitting around, Professor Plum, since you and I had gone on vacation, which is coming up nigh on 2 weeks ago when we got back.
As you say, we left about a month ago.
Yeah, and so some of those that had we just haven't had a chance to get through all of them there. So I'm going to make my way through as many of them as I can, and then after I think probably the bottom of the hour, assuming we have time or we haven't delved into something else, I want to talk about the notion of selling a home. It doesn't have to be your primary residence, although we'll start with that. Selling your primary residence. And some of the tax benefits that are currently available to you, and I say currently because you never know when things might go away. But sometime in, you know, the late 90s were an interesting time, Professor Plum, because that was when we got the Roth IRAs.
Yes, 1998 was the first year.
Great, wonderful savings tool, especially for people that have a lot of time, but really for anybody who would like tax-free growth. And then right around the same time, within the, you know, the prior year, we got this idea, this wonderful gift of being able to sell your primary residence and keep each individual, keep $250,000.
There was no one-time exclusion anymore. There was no age restriction anymore.
Didn't have to buy up.
There wasn't buying up. There wasn't buying down.
No.
There was no buying requirement anymore.
No,
it simplified life a lot.
It made things
sort of
simple. Oh, and by the way, if you happen to and have a lot of gain, which a lot of people did at that time, a lot of gain in their homes, you got to pocket it. If you're married, you could pocket up to $500,000 and not have to pay any capital gains taxes. We'll explain how that works.
So you had either an investment property. We can talk about selling an investment property.
Sure.
Primary residence. A primary residence that later became an investment property, an investment property that later became a primary residence.
Yeah, some of those rules have changed a little.
So there's
since
all
then.
Those different situations that may or may not affect what you can or cannot keep in your own pocket.
Well, and you know, at the same time, like I said, we'll bring this up later, but at the same time, right around that same time, if you owned an investment property and you sold it, there was a depreciate. You could reset your depreciation. Do you remember that?
Well, yeah, and it's still, for somebody who has owned a property for a long time. If you sold it as a primary residence, depreciation before May 7, 1997 didn't count.
It didn't count.
We don't have that much of an issue with that anymore since it was 20 years ago.
It's hard to believe that was 20 years ago because I remember when that came out and we said, man, I mean, this is a pretty good deal. So you'd had people that owned properties for maybe 10 years at the time. And hey, we only have to take depreciation since May 7th of 1997.
We only have to recapture
recapture. So you may have been taking depreciation for 27 years, but by, you know, 2004, you only had to recapture seven of those years. Anyway, so what are we talking about? Well, we'll explain that stuff. But all that came around in the late 90s. Things were pretty good back then. We had a stock market that was just bubbling up like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, for a couple more years.
For at least a couple more years. Of course, the party ended because it was all smoke and mirrors, and it all, you know, was borrowing, and that's what created those problems. But anyway, so we'll talk about selling your primary residence. And stuff that you need to know, because this $250,000 exclusion, $500,000 if you're a married couple filing jointly, a lot of people still don't know about that. So we're going to talk about that and then some of the exceptions to it. So, of course, I mentioned this is a call-in program, which means that we've got lines open for you. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. And of course, you can also email us. We'll get to those emails in just a moment here. You go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com, as we get caught up on the emails. And if you got other stuff that you want to talk about, you want to get into the details of your personal situation, you don't want to talk on the air, that's perfectly fine, which is why we've set up a hotline especially for you. Well, the folks at Lucia Capital did. You folks watching and listening to this program, here it is. Write it down as well, because you never know when you need the services of a good financial advisor. They'll help you out at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150. That's your off-air number, 800-644-1150. Find you'll find out the importance of talking to an advisor after you do. It's an easy process. It's an easy thing to do. They've done this for thousands and thousands of people. They'll do it for you as well. 800-644-1150. The number at Lucia Capital Group. All right, so let's get to a couple emails here. As I said, getting caught up. Tim in Los Angeles, California. If a guy transfers away half his IRA in September of 2017 to his soon-to-be ex-spouse, as a result of a divorce decree, that was an interesting question. Is he liable for his full 2017 required minimum distribution based on the value he had on at the end of December 2016? So here's the situation, if you didn't follow that. Not you, Professor Plum. I mean, the folks watching and listening. You have somebody who's got to do a required minimum distribution for 2017.
So somebody's over 70 and a half years of age as of this year.
Right. And so...
But they're also getting a divorce.
Yeah. So the balance at the end of 2016, which is what his 2017 required minimum distribution is going to be based on, is different from what he's actually going to have sometime this year, because the divorce decree says you're going to be giving away some of this IRA. So let's pretend for a second that it was at the end of 2016, you had, you know, $500,000 IRA.
Okay. And he was just 70 and a half-ish, 71. So his required minimum distribution is roughly $20,000.
Yeah. So whether he's done it or not, I don't know. But divorce decree says, nope, you're splitting this evenly. You're splitting this evenly, so we're going to take $250,000, and your ex-spouse is now going to get that.
You're going to transfer it to your ex-spouse, and now it's their money. You're only worth $250,000 now,
or your IRA is
only worth $250,000.
So now the person says, well, "Wait a minute. So I've got a required minimum distribution here.
I have a $20,000 RMD, but it's only half my money. Can I make an adjustment due to the reduction in value of my IRA through the year because of the divorce?" And Tim, not going to like what I have to say. You still have a required minimum distribution of $20,000 in this example. Once you start the year, what happens in the IRA doesn't really matter. What if you had purchased the stock and the stock had gone down by 50%? And your $500,000 IRA turned into $250,000 through the year. Can you have a different valuation date to determine your required minimum distribution if money is lost due to market conditions? No. Your required minimum distribution is the same calculation that it was in any other time. Same thing goes for a change. And same thing happens with death, too. If you were to die this year, the IRA, your IRA has a required minimum distribution of $20,000 in this example. Even if it gets split before the end of the year with three or four or five different beneficiaries who aren't even 70 and a half, the RMD is basically set in stone as of December 31st, and you living to January 1st of this year. It's a done deal.
Now, if there's any good news that comes out of it, your required minimum distribution for 2018 will be about half, if not more, or if not less than that, of what you had to take in 2017, because your new value is presumably...
Well, a lot less.
A lot
now,
less.
This is also a... You can use this as a negotiation point in the divorce. Say, look, I have to take a required minimum distribution of $20,000. Now, in some cases, the soon-to-be ex-spouse will go, well, 10 of that's mine. Okay, fine, 10 of it's yours, but it's going to be as an alimony, which is going to be taxable to you. Or it's through some type of a negotiation. You know, and you know, if you look at it, you start off the year and everything's fine, and you take your RMD of $20,000, and then you decide to get the divorce, split the account. How is that different from somebody who's planning on getting a divorce the whole time and wants to split the RMD? It's all a matter of negotiation in the divorce, but the RMD is set in stone. Once you got to that year, it's done. You're not going to change it.
Well, I'm glad you asked because, yeah, you would think...
Hopefully your divorce attorney is helping you with this, saying, you know what, you've got $500,000, but you got to take out $20,000. So let's set the half that goes to your ex after the RMD. So they only get half of 480, not half of 500. I mean, hey, it's all a matter of negotiation. A divorce is a huge negotiation.
And of course, maybe if you happen to have already taken the required minimum distribution, then there's probably not much you can do about it now. But it has to come out of that IRA. Now, I just wonder what they would do if the IRA was in let's say, in Tim's name, and then it was deemed to be his, the entire thing was given to his ex-wife.
He'd have to take the RMD first.
He still has the required minimum distribution.
Just like if he died this year. Is it her RMD or his RMD? It's his RMD.
It was at the end of 2016. Okay, taking a break. We'll get to your calls, Mark, and others. We'll get your names up there. Coming up next in just a couple of moments, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. More Bucket Strategy Investing right after this.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
We got the program Bucket Strategy Investing on the air every day, 10 to noon Pacific. What is that? 1 to 3 Eastern Time. And of course, you can catch us on WealthEd.com as well. Watch our show live. You can catch us on Facebook. And speaking of WealthEd.com, got a Social Security webinar to tell you about coming up. We'll let you know more about that. But if you want a sneak preview or just go look at it, head to WealthEd.com. We'll give you the details. I'll tell you now. On demand. 9 vital steps to navigating Social Security. 9 vital steps to navigating Social Security. It's free for the asking. Actually, it's just free for the logging on. Go to WealthEd.com. You'll see the link there. Watch it on demand featuring Professor Rick Plum, Ray Lucia Jr. covering the 9 vital steps. And these are vital to understanding Social Security. So go there. I'll remind you more about it, but you can check it out right now. After, of course, you listen to a call from Mark in Silverdale, Washington. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
What's up?
My question is, I understand the living your house for 2 years and keep your capital gains, which I did 3 times, and now I don't have a house payment for 12 years.
Nice.
But I've also got 3 rentals that I've owned for anywhere from 6 to 12 years. And I really didn't understand the depreciation thing that you're talking about that came about in the 1990s, late 90s. And if it's still in effect...
It's still in effect, but it's not going to help you at all.
If I sell my rentals, but my question was, what if I move into one of my rentals for 2 years, which I was thinking of doing, and then selling it after the 2 years? How does all that work with the depreciation and everything?
Well, the depreciation works the same whether you move into it or don't move into it. You're going to recapture it. The depreciation we were talking about with the new rule was back if you had a rental property that you then moved into when the law became effect in 1997. Once you moved into the property and you sold it as your primary residence, at that time it meant that you lived in it for at least 2 years and you'd owned it for at least 2 years, any depreciation you had taken prior to May 7th of 1997 was basically forgiven. Only depreciation after May 7th of 1997 would be recaptured. Since you've only owned these rental properties for 6 to 12 years, that all occurred after May 7, 1997. That means that if you sell them, even as a primary residence in the future, you're going to recapture any depreciation that you've taken during your ownership period, because all of the ownership period was after the cutoff date or the beginning date for the law. Now,
okay.
In the old days, back when this law was first enacted, for the first 10 years, 11 years of this law, we could go through and do a lot of what you may have already done. Have a bunch of rental properties, move into a rental property, establish it as our primary residence by living in it for at least 2 years. Obviously, we have owned it for at least 2 years at that time, too. And then selling it and pocketing up to $250,000 if I was a single owner, $500,000 if a married couple was living in it as their primary residence. Exclude the gain and only have to deal with the depreciation after May 7th of 1997. And so we could, kind of just leapfrog from rental to rental to rental every 2.5 years, and pocket a lot of deferred gain that we'd been building up since who knows when, maybe the 60s or 70s at that point. But in 2008, Congress said, well, wait a minute, that's not fair. Oh, I hate that word. And so they changed the rules a little bit. And so they said, okay, you're welcome to move into a rental, a property you've owned as something other than your primary residence, whether it was a vacation house or an investment property. They didn't care. If you owned a property that you later turned into your primary residence and you lived in it for the requisite 2 years and you sold it and you went to take the exclusion of gain, that $250,000 per person gain, they were not going to necessarily let you take and exclude all of the gain. They were going to use a prorated amount of gain that would be eligible as a primary residence, because in reality, you owned it as an investment or a vacation property for quite a while, and you owned it as a primary residence for a while. So they were going to say part of that gain was due to you owning it as a primary resident, but part of that gain was it was an investment or personal property, not a primary residence, not eligible for the gain exclusion. And the way we're going to calculate that is we're going to take the amount of time that you did not use it as a primary residence after 2008, divided by your entire ownership period. So for somebody who bought their property after 2008, maybe they bought it January 1st, 2009, they used it as a vacation, a second home, an investment property, something other than their primary residence from 2008 to 2015. And then they moved into it in 2015, lived in it all of 15 and 16, and now they're getting ready to sell it. You know, they sell it at the end of 2018. They've owned it for 11 years, but it was a non-primary residence for 8 of those 11 years. So they would take 8 divided by 11, corresponding percentage. That amount of the gain cannot be excluded. So it's a weird situation. It helps people that own properties in the 70s and still own them today, because they look at the entire ownership period, but they only look at the non-primary residence use period after 2008. In your case, you're pretty close to owning it all the time after 2008.
So it would save me money to move into one of my rentals now and live in there at least 2 years and then sell it.
It'll save you some money.
I'd have to pay depreciation, but I basically wouldn't have to still pay my capital gains that I made on the property.
No, you'd still have some capital gains to pay, because let's say you in 2008 you paid what? Let's take one of your properties. A property you bought after 2008, what did you pay for it?
I paid $175 for it.
Okay, and what's it worth now?
$230.
Okay, so let's say you move into that now or at the end of this year, and you live in it for 2 years. So now you have lived in it for the requisite 2 years out of five, and you can sell it as your primary residence. When did you buy that particular property?
2008, just like we were talking. That's how I used that one.
Okay, good. So let's say you bought it at the beginning of 2009. So you owned it for 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. You owned it for 9 years, then moved into it for 2 years. So 9/11 of the ownership period after 2008 was non-primary residence time. So only 2/11 of the gain. So you've got $75,000 worth of gain, hopefully, in 2 years. Most of that gain is going to be attributable to the non-primary residence use time. Most of the gain will not be eligible to be excluded.
9/11 of it.
9/11. That means 82% of the gain is going to be taxable.
Capital.
Oh, wow.
So
they do get you.
So of the potential $75,000 worth of gain, in my hypothetical example, you selling it for $250 after selling expenses, $61,000 of the $75,000 would be subject to capital gains.
Okay.
Now, if you'd bought it back in 1967, 68, your percentage of gain that could not be excluded go way down, because you've got this huge ownership period, and most of it was before 2009, but yours, they had you in their sights when they created this law.
Yeah. So it's not a great gain to move into it for 2 years, for sure, obviously.
It doesn't save a whole lot.
It'll save you a little.
If you like moving, and you can get your spouse, if you're married, to move in with you, if you really like the house, you know, that's one thing. To do it to save the tax on $14,000 of 15% of $14,000, you're talking about $2,200 in tax. Is it worth saving that?
Who knows? Who knows? We got to take a break here. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. Mike in Hayward, California, hang on. We'll also explain what it is we're talking about once we do talk about here selling your home. Used to be a whole lot easier. You could move into it for 2 years and keep the whole thing. Not anymore. All right, coming back with more 877-PLANNER. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Fall is right around the corner. Freshen up your home with incredible deals on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the hottest trends in wood look waterproof flooring up to 58% off. Save on more than 60 wide-width hardwood floors, like 21% off Delaware Driftwood Oak, featured in this year's HGTV Dream Home. It's the lowest price of the year. And take an extra 15% off all Dream Home laminate floors. Get more deals from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators today.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
A reminder that I got Social Security questions coming up?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. We played this song, for those that are new viewers and listeners, for about a year or so as we started our Social Security show. Or is my memory failing and this is not the same song?
That's the song.
That's the song. That's what I thought. Anyway, speaking of Social Security, we got questions coming up here. Emails, we'll get to some of those. I know you folks have written in, and we will get to the rest of this topic on home selling. But we're going to finish taking your phone calls or continue. Yeah, we don't finish. We take them all the time. Still two lines open for you, 877-PLANNER. Mike in Hayward, California, been hanging out a little while. Mike, thanks for hanging on. How can we help you today?
Hi, guys. I have a question about Medicare. It actually involves my wife. She retired last year, and at age 62, will take Social Security at age 70. But when does she have to sign up for Medicare?
Are you retired?
Yes.
Okay, then she needs to sign up in the first initial enrollment at right around her age 65. She can start signing up for it 3 months before she turns 65, the month of her 65th birthday, or up to 3 months after she turns 65. But that's her initial enrollment, 65.
65. Oh, that's what I wanted to know. I want to make sure.
Now, if she signs up in one of the 3 months before turning 65, then the Medicare starts when she's 65. If she signs up the month of 65 or afterwards, then there's a month or two waiting period from the time she signs up for Medicare to kick in.
Oh, got it. Hey, I appreciate the help.
Oh, all right.
No problem. Now, they will bill her because she won't be taking a benefit at that point. They will bill her for the benefit, and I think they do it quarterly, so she'll be paying a quarterly benefit, a quarterly bill for the Medicare that she selects. A is free if she's got Social Security. B, C, or D cost money.
Now, if she'd been working or the spouse of...
He had been still working and she was covered under his current employment health coverage, then her initial enrollment doesn't start, assuming that he keeps working past her age 65, and she was covered through his group coverage at his current employment, mm-hmm. then her initial enrollment isn't until he either leaves work or loses that insurance, whichever happens first.
Yeah.
And then she has a new initial enrollment. But because neither one of them are working, therefore neither one of them can be covered by current employment health coverage. Retiree health coverage doesn't count. So 65, the 3 months before, month of, 3 months after is her initial enrollment for Medicare.
Yep, and if somehow you miss it or
then
something
happens.
Then you've
got to wait for the next open enrollment.
And that's not all.
And when you do sign up, you will be paying a 10% premium over a 10% penalty on top of the regular premium for the rest of your life.
Well, and that's
for
only
every year.
That's only if you miss the first year. If you miss 2 years in a row or whatever.
It's a 20%.
It's a 20, and it
so
keeps
for
going.
Every enrollment that you miss and then later sign up,
mm-hmm.
where you cannot claim one of these exclusions like you were working and covered by current employment health coverage, it's a 10% penalty stacked on top of the regular penalty. And it just keeps stacking up. You miss, and we talked about this the other day, somebody who signed up at age 70 didn't know about it and signed up for Medicare at age 70. They'd retired at 62. Their premium going forward was going to be equal to 150% because they'd missed five enrollments, 65 to 70. A 50% penalty for the rest of their life. So if the premium had been $100, their premium is 150. And it will always be 150% in that example of what the normal premium would be. Right now, what is it, 134?
I was going to say it's 130-something.
137 something.
But there are some who are paying less.
Well, that's only because
they were already on Medicare. But the new ones who are signing up, what is it, 130?
It's like 134, 137. I can't remember off the top of my head. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, the other day about Medicare, and they were getting ready to retire. And they signed up for Social Security at 66. They're now 67. They just recently signed up, and they got the bill, and it said, oh, by the way, you get to pay the extra IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment amount, because your 2015, they were looking at the 2017 bill, your 2015 income was over $170,000 as a married couple. And then they're looking at, well, wait a minute, our 2016 is going to be even higher, but we're going to retire as of January 1st, 2018. So I was able to help them a little bit, you know, and say, well, make sure that you go in and tell them, because of an income change, a retirement, your income is going to be lower in 2018. And so instead of looking backwards to determine the income-related monthly adjustment amount, they can look at the projection for this year, or 2018 in their case. And because 2016 was so high, their Medicare premium was going to be $450, $480 a month in 18. But because their income is going to drop when they retire, they won't have to pay it. And they were very happy to hear that they weren't going to have to pay
that. That's not per person.
Oh, yes.
$480 per person per month?
I can get the exact number, but yeah, it's up
that
there.
That seems
really Well, because
really
their income is going to be like $600,000 in 2016.
Yeah, but even so, that still seems really high.
It is.
That
really
IRMA,
high.
The IRMA really made that big of a difference.
Yes, very much so, yes.
Whew. All right. Well,
I'll get the numbers in a minute.
All right. Well, if you got a very high income...
In retirement.
I mean, okay, yeah, you're making a high income. That's certainly a lot, but... But if it's 400 something bucks per person, almost 500 in that case, $1,000 a month.
It gets up there quick.
But of course, you get better services for that. I knew I couldn't say that with a straight face. I almost got through the line.
Your dad does stand-up comedy much better than you do.
Yeah, I know he does. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good line. No, you don't get any different service than somebody who's, you know, paying. You're still looking that up? All right.
Okay. Yeah, it could be as much. This was last year, $370.
All right.
I'll get this year's.
But again, what it's based on, Professor Plum, if you have an income of, call it $600,000, how does it get that high for the Medicare premium?
Well, Medicare premiums, Part B, C, or D, are the premium we pay that the average person pays that's on Medicare, the $109, $120, $130 bucks a month. That is actually only 25% of the actuarial cost for the premium. The premium is actually four times that amount. At least that's the actual bill. But the government, bless their heart, subsidizes it and only charges the average person 25% of the actual cost for Medicare Part B, C, or D. And so what they say is that if you are making a ton of money, you deserve the right to pay for more of that premium than everybody else. Argue that, yes or no, I don't care. That I'm not going to take a side on it. I'm just telling you what it is. So you could end up paying not 25%, but I think as much as 80% of that premium going forward, depending upon where your income lies. It's means tested. If your income as a married couple, adjusted gross income, 2 years ago was more than $170,000, your Medicare premium this year will be higher than the standard premium. They always look 2 years ago because that's the last full year they or the most
that's
recent,
the last data they have
the most
from
recent
the tax
full
returns.
Year that they have on file. The only way you can change that is if you have some type of a substantial change in life, a divorce, a marriage, a loss of an income, a loss of an income producing property,
which
not
is
the
what?
Sale of one, but the loss of one, or retirement. Mm-hmm. If you have one of those factors, there's a couple others. You can say, wait a minute. That 2016 shouldn't count because, or the 2015 shouldn't count because I was working then and I'm not working now. Where it trips up a lot of people is where they've been retired for a couple of years. Their income is fairly set. It's the same thing. And they sell something that has a very large capital gain. So in 2015, this retired couple that's been, you know, retired for 5, 8, 10 years, their income's, you know, a normal income, under $100,000 between Social Security and everything else. And they sell a piece of land that they've owned for 20, 30, 40 years. And they sell it for $200,000, and it's almost all gain. Goes on their tax return. Their normal adjusted gross income of $50,000 goes up to $250,000, $180,000, whatever.
We've seen
well
this.
Over $170,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later, they get a bill for their Social Security or their Medicare premiums that is significantly higher than what they were used to paying. And you know what? In that situation, nothing they can do about it. But for this couple that was getting ready to retire... They can ask for a redetermination of the income based on the current year.
The whole idea that you're paying only 25% of what the total cost is ridiculous. Can I just throw that in there? I mean, you're charging people upwards of 60, 70, 80% of some random number. Doesn't seem right to me. But what do I know? They don't have...
I haven't.
Anyway. All right, 877-PLANNER. I only got a minute. Don't have time to get to this next email. I want to remind you, we've got the Social Security webinar. I'm going to keep reminding you of this for at least the next, I don't know, week or two, while you can take a look at it at wealthed.com. It's the 9 vital steps to navigating Social Security. We were just talking about that. One of those things is Medicare. I think they cover part of that. If not, you can learn more about it. But go to wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Just got to register. It's easy. It's free, and you can download the program, watch it on demand anytime you want, as often as you want. It's a webinar. It's about 15 minutes long, featuring Professor Rick Plum and Ray Lucia Jr., of course, of Lucia Capital Group. So check it out. Do it. Watch it there at wealthed.com. Do you have more information?
See, the regular premium for 2017 is $134.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are paying less. The highest because of Irma would be $428 a month.
400
per person.
$428 a month, which is like what, 80% or something like that. We don't know what the percentage is, but it's ridiculous. Okay, taking a quick break. Coming back with more 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. Stick around. Coming right back.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free, informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program. Online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum, representatives.
Sure, you're good at what you do, but if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra every month. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Market strategy investing. I got some lines open for you. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. We'll bring up that housing, the selling the home topic at the top of next hour. There's another hour coming up. So join us if you would. If you can't, either on radio or television, you can go to wealthed.com or just watch us later on Facebook. Easy to do. Wealthed.com, first choice, or Facebook, either one. Join us. There's a lot more coming up. As I said, that the selling the home topic, not just the primary residence, because I know we've had questions about that, but also maybe some investment property. And we're not going to go through the math necessarily. We did a little bit earlier on if you're selling a home that was a rental, but then you turned it back into a primary residence, and some of that happened after 2008. Rules changed a little bit, but we'll get into it a little bit and give you the overview. Okay, emails. Let's see. This one from Susan in Houston, Texas. I'll be turning 70 and a half in December and will be subject to the required minimum distribution, says Susan. Do I aggregate the values of the four annuities and figure my required minimum distribution on that total, or do I have to pay an RMD on each individually? So, she's got four annuities.
Assuming the four annuities are inside of your IRA, assuming the four annuities are deferred annuities, where they're not annuitized, you haven't traded them in for a stream of payments, you can take the value at the beginning of this year, the end of last year specifically, and use that value, add it all up, divide by the appropriate life expectancy factor, and that creates your required minimum distribution from the entire pool of IRAs. How you take it out of each one, whether you take it out pro rata from each one, all from one, across the board, a little bit here, a little bit there, a lot there, doesn't matter. Once you've calculated the required minimum distribution, the entire required minimum distribution from your IRAs, you can take them from any single or any combination of your IRAs that you want. Now, you exclude any beneficiary IRAs from this. You exclude any Roth IRAs from this. We're only talking about IRAs that are your own IRAs. And whether it's inside of an annuity. Now, an annuity may cause some other issues, though. If you have an annuity that has a very large death benefit associated with it and a very small cash value associated with it, if you have an annuity that has a very large income rider associated with it, where you're taking a very large income, but the cash value is almost gone or basically gone, you can't just look at the cash value of that policy. In the past, we used to be able to do some things with annuities where we saw people through the 2002 to 2003 downturn. they had a variable annuity that they bought back in, you know, the late 80s, and through the 90s, the $100,000 turned into, you know, $500,000, $600,000. And their death benefit on their variable annuity was $500,000 or $600,000. But then in 2000, the cash value dropped dramatically. Maybe the cash value dropped to $150,000. Well, the death benefit didn't drop, and we were able to take like $140,000 out of that annuity, drop it to $10,000 in value, and drop the death benefit from $540,000 to $400,000. So now the people still have like $10,000, $11,000 in their annuity, but their death benefit is really high, like $400,000. In that type of a case, the value that's used for required minimum distribution purposes is not the $10,000 of cash value, because the real value of that is the death benefit. And so there's some actuarial value. So you would need to contact the insurance company to find out what the value for RMD purposes is when you have a very large disparity between a current cash value and some rider value, whether it's a death benefit or an income rider. Now, if your death benefit, your income, and your cash value are similar, if your income base and your cash value are similar, not a big deal, because it's going to come out to the same number. So you can use the cash value. I'm only talking about, and we do see them from time to time, annuity contracts that have a huge disparity between the current cash value. Now, you don't use the surrender value. You use the cash value. The current cash value and some arbitrary rider number. If there's a huge disparity, you're going
to
want
to... How are you supposed to know to do this? And where's the tipping point? I mean, what point do you decide I can't use the cash value amount anymore? I've got to go to the table, or I've got to get an actuarial assessment of this. I mean, who's supposed to know this stuff?
Well, hopefully, if you have an annuity, you've been working with an advisor, and that advisor will tell you these things. And a lot of times, the advisors, you know, or their assistants will just call the insurance company, okay, what's the RMD? Instead of them calculating themselves. Now, and where's the tipping point? Well, it depends. It depends on how old you are and how big the difference is. The older you get, the less that difference has to be to make a difference. You know, the younger you are, the bigger the difference has to be, because I think I got that right. I got to do the math in my head real quick. don't worry. But if you're fairly close, and most people right now have purchased their annuities post 2008. They bought it in 2009, 10, or 11. And so their cash value and their rider values are not all that far apart. It's not going to be a big deal. It's the people that bought them a long time ago and did something like where I talked about, where they took advantage of the wording of the contract that reduced the death benefit dollar for dollar on distribution. Now, insurance companies, after 2002, 2003, 2004, they realized that, yeah, you know, they were basically getting taken advantage of very quickly, and they changed the wording of new contracts. They said any reduction in the cash value will have a proportional reduction in the death benefit. So if I took out 90% of the cash value, I went from 100 down to 10, they would, and my death benefit had been 500,000. They're not going to drop it from 500,000 down to 410,000. They're going to drop it by 90% too.
Down to 100,000.
They're
going to
drop
50,000.
Down to 50,000. Yeah. So I mean, they're going to drop it proportionally. But that wasn't the way with the older contracts. And at the time, they were able to take it. So we don't have that. But I still see the people still haven't died yet. I mean, and so they've got these contracts with like 10 grand in them that have these $180,000, $200,000, $300,000 death benefits.
They can't change those.
No, they're not going to change those. They're just letting the cost just come out of that 10, and someday they'll die. If they take it out, it's worth 10 grand to them. If they die with it, it's worth 200 grand to their heirs.
So leave
it. They're leaving it.
Leave it be.
But they do have to deal with RMDs.
Now, if they run out of cash value,
then the whole thing falls apart.
Right.
So you have to leave enough in there.
Yeah. Were we sticking it to the insurance company by doing that, Professor Plum?
Back in those days, we did.
Yeah, you kind of did.
We were turning the tables on the insurance company at that point. I mean, nobody at that time saw a drop in the market of 30, 40, 50%. And so contracts were written.
Sure,
they couldn't think of it.
That's just the way it was. Everything lasts forever. All right, out of time. We don't last forever. We've got another hour coming up. If you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air, any Lucia Capital Group advisor, here's the number once again, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Yeah, guess what? We're coming back for another hour right after this.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.